happy St. Patty's Day to you, Sarah.
Shoren Bigora, I don't know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day today. A lot of people fired up for that, for sure.
Don't be like me and completely forget to wear green.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I get pinched later, and so do you.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Morgan Wallen just revealed that his new album, I'm the Problem, is officially done. He didn't say when it would be released, but that we'll find out more later this week.
Nice.
Speaking of new albums, Blake Shelton's first album in 4 years lands May the 9th. It's called For Recreational Use Only. He actually released a new song from it called Let Him In Anyway. It was actually co-written by Hardy. Luke Combs was recently asked who he would want to play him in a movie about his life, and his answer is actually someone who is no longer with us.
I like to think it would be like a dark comedy, probably. I don't know, man. Like Chris Farley. Yeah, he's dead, but you know, I mean, he's got to be big, right? You know, like he's got to be a big guy, right? I mean, you know,
are you a Tommy Boy fan?
Oh, huge! Yeah, Tommy Want Wingy, dude. You know?
Tommy Want Wingy.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, Chris Farley is
as Luke Combs,
right?
Oh, would be amazing.
Making music in a van down by the river.
Yeah. An explosion ended up happening on the Texas Tech campus last weekend that caused an underground fire. It was so bad that they had to reschedule Brooks and Dunn's concert to this upcoming Thursday. And Dolly Parton just made her first public appearance since the passing of her husband, Carl Dean. She attended a special event for Dollywood for their season pass holders in Tennessee. Dollywood's actually celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
Wow.
But Dolly ended up thanking fans for their cards and flowers and said she, of course, will always love Carl, but she loves her fans, too.
That
Which is why she ended
awesome.
Up coming out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a big moment. I know that's,
yeah.
That's tough to get back into the limelight after everything that's happened, but I'm sure everybody was happy to see her, and I'm sure she was happy to see everybody too, right? So there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.